He goes by many names. Carrington, Charger Dot, Champion Dot. But now, it's time for him to ruin your day with the name that fits him best. Contrarian Dot.
Bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
You know what? We have turned this segment into the fact that the C can stand for so many different things. Today, it is not Contrarian Dot. I'm going back to my original name, and I know what some of you are thinking, Chargers Dot. No, I am not Chargers Dot. In fact, I don't want anything to do with the Los Angeles Chargers. That's not who I am. I told you guys a couple of days ago that I have officially switched over. I'm denouncing the Chargers, and I've picked up a new team.
Those haters can't stand up. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
So if you're going to call me another team name, please call me the correct C team name. It is Commanders Dot. But that's not what the purpose of this segment is. The purpose of this segment is to tell you that once again, I maybe, possibly was wrong about the Chiefs corner situation. Now, I wasn't overly panicked about it, but I remember there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, that you guys were telling me that Snead was the best corner in the league. And I was thinking, wait, so you're telling me that you think the Chiefs lost the best corner in the league and they're still going to be perfectly fine in the room? Those two things didn't compute to me. I doubted it. I was not a full and total believer. But you know what today? I just typed in Jalen Watson Pro Football Focus because I was curious to see what the numbers said. We looked up the Pro Football Focus numbers on Legarius Sneed, and they were not favorable for Legarius Sneed. In fact, he has been one of the 10 worst corners in the National Football League since leaving this defense, since leaving Spags, since leaving this system. So I was curious. I wanted to see how Jalen Watson was doing. I knew that Trent McDuffie was balling out on the other side, but I didn't know about Jalen Watson until I did my Googles. Well, did you know that on Pro Football Focus, there are 184 corners who qualify for a Pro Football Focus grade? So they have played enough football this year, 184. Jalen Watson ranks 42nd on that list. When it comes to pass rush and getting after the quarterback, he's 65th, so he's a little bit better than league average at it. When it comes to coverage this year, out of the 184 corners, he's 33rd this year. He's top 25 in tackles this year. He's been pretty good about not giving up a lot of catches. Hasn't given up a touchdown. You know what? Jalen Watson has played really, really good this year. You know what? I am willing to stand before you and say, I was wrong. And I doubted and I had questions about the Chiefs wide cornerback room that I didn't need to have. I am here to tell you, text line 913-586-7965, that you were right. This isn't even underhanded. This isn't even something shady. No, I stand before you. I stand before you that are watching this on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are watching this. I want to look in the camera and tell you I was wrong. You were right. You said this wasn't something that I needed to worry about, that we didn't need to spend any time thinking about it, worrying about it, that they had it figured out. And you know what? They did. They had it figured out. Trent McDuffie is maybe the best young corner in the league, certainly on the short list. Jalen Watson has been a very strong number two corner, and their defense has not missed a beat despite some of the changes that have been made. Snead is off to Tennessee. They lost Willie Gay. They don't have Charles Omenihu right now as he continues to recover from his knee injury. And the defense is still arguably the best in the National Football League. So for today's CDOT segment, this is not me being a contrarian. This is me showing contrition, contrite dot. I'm here asking for your apology. And I'm telling you that I'm sorry for doubting him. I'm sorry for telling you that you should have had any level of concern. Jalen Watson, he's been very good so far, Rob.
I mean, I feel like I have told you over and over and over, almost ad nauseum at this point, Brett Veach does a lot of things well. The thing he has proven over and over and over and over and over again that he has done the best is just make cornerback work.
No, that's fair. You're right.
Every time we've had these conversations, and it has been a couple different off seasons. In 2022, the offseason we opened the show talking about, you were big on, hey, go sign. Who was you wanted them to go sign? Was it Slay? I forget the corner you wanted them to sign.
James Bradbury.
I knew it was an Eagle. You wanted
Hold on.
The guy who committed the holding in the Super Bowl. That's right. James Bradbury.
Every time this comes up and people say, well, you wanted them to get James Bradbury. He was first team all pro that year. It's not like I've been saying, hey, let's go get this guy. And he turned out to be a bum. I said, let's go get a guy, and he was one of the five best corners in the league that year. I don't think I was wrong that year about James Bradbury. Sometimes both people can be right. That's right. Both people can be right.
My point was that offseason I said, they drafted three. They're not bringing in a veteran. Trust the three. Trent McDuffie is now one of the best corners in the league, and Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, solid players. This last offseason, you were saying a lot of the same stuff. We're trusting Najee just maybe bring someone in. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? They didn't bring anyone in, and yet again, at corner, they are fine. I don't know if it's Spags. I don't know if it's Veach. I don't know if it's both. It could be all the above. It could be dumb luck. I don't know what the answer is. But every time they have appeared on paper deficient at corner, they seem to find a guy in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round.
No, they do.
And they turn him into a star. And they know what they're going to do. They're going to walk on him and restart the process. McDuffie will be different because he's a first rounder. But they walked on Snead. They restarted the process. They will eventually walk on Watson. They'll restart the process. They walked on everyone. And you know what they do? They just keep restarting the process. Charvarius Ward, we can name corner after corner. This is what they do.
Text line 913-586-7965. I just want to tell you guys that I was possibly, potentially wrong about corner and Jalen Watson. You know what? Jalen Watson has been one of the 10 best players on the team so far this season. So you know what? I will step back. I will not mention anything else about the corners or them going out and making a move. I'll wait until the offseason. I'm sure we will revisit this conversation again at some point. I don't think there's any reason to revisit it now. I have conceded. I've gone ahead and I've cashed out. You guys bet. We're not even going to let the game finish. You know what? Just come to the window right now and collect your coin. You guys win that bet. You're not going to get me very often on this show, but I'm willing to give you that one.